Good evening, everybody. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance weekly show or podcast or whatever you want to call it. John is not here, our normal host, the founder of NLA. His internet is down till the middle of the week sometime. They don't know when they're going to get it back up. They have to come to the house, and so that's a problem. But anyway, this is Gerard speaking to you, the co-founder. I don't know if Brent will be here tonight. I don't think he's been here for a while. But if he is...
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, so I won't even be stressed at that point. So there's no sense in introducing him unless he pops in the middle of the meeting. So I did not prepare for this meeting. I don't have a Bible reading. If you really want me to do one, I'll go grab my Bible and read something. But we always embrace the godly portion. This is one nation under God, and we do believe in a Judeo-Christian country. That's what it was founded under. And if you don't like it, then, you know, I guess you could go to China or someplace else or Australia. But that's the facts of the matter. And so if we leave God out of our country, then our country will leave, you know, the blessings of liberty. So that's as much of a prayer as you're going to get from me today. you all know that that's a big part of the success and the prosperity of our nation. You know, when they take God out of things, then the moral fabric and the family go down. And that's exactly what the cabal is doing today. And what we're going to talk about tonight, before I get going off on a tangent here, is two things. We got this fellow that's an anon that I sent John a couple of his videos, and John liked them very well, and he's put them on our site, and it's under Today's Issues, and it's called Q News Anon. And I don't know, I don't think John's ever played any of this, but if you go to Anon Audio File 1, that's his first one that I know of that he released, and it's 30 minutes long, and I'm not going to play it, but he kind of gives you a idea who he is and how he got into this, and maybe I'll play some of that. And he's got some pretty good insight as to where this whole movement is going, and there's a lot of information and misinformation and direction and redirection and, you know, and all kinds of crazy intel, because we are in a battle for liberty. And there is, you know, there's going to be a lot of crazy stuff, and you have to keep it in perspective. So hopefully some of what we're doing tonight will help that. The other subject that we're going to hit is I want to talk about some space weather, since we've been having some space weather. Some pretty severe solar flares and stuff that are even getting in the way of cell phone transmissions and some other stuff. And Terry is a ham radio operator, so she's familiar with space weather. Every ham radio operator is. And so I'm going to let Terry take that part of the presentation. And
want me to take it now or later?
Now let's do it now, because then what I'll do is I'll set myself up for the other one. And I don't know, did you grab a website for space weather?
I have one, yeah.
I had been talking to John tonight when I came home, and he told me he wasn't going to be able to do the show. And he was complaining about his cell phone, and I said, well, there's a lot of solar flares. And he said, there is? I said, yeah, you didn't know that? And
let me put a Q&A session on.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he wasn't aware of space weather. And I said, look, there's a site you can put it on your desktop or on your phone, and every day when you get up in the morning, they tell you what the solar flare activity is, how strong they are, and it's all science. And Terry, I'm gonna shut up now, Terry, and I'm gonna let you take it away. You were just telling me that there's a place in Colorado that is that kind of observatory where most of that information is coming from. So without further ado, let's talk about some space weather, because right now they are pushing for anything that they can make an emergency. So if we get some big X-class flare, you know, they're going to use that to shut the internet down or whatever and say that you know, there's earth changes and global warming and all this crap. So I just want you to beware. And this is nothing unusual. I mean, Terry and I were just talking about one of the bigger, or the biggest, as far as we know, at least in recorded history, was this solar flare that actually started the telegraph lines on fire. It was so strong. And if the world had been as electronic a place as we are today, that would have took us right out, would have took our electric grids and everything out. But because it was, you know, we still were not into this high-tech stuff, we were able to weather it. But it did ruin a lot of telegraph equipment and the lines and things like that. So go ahead, Terry, if you want to take it away, I'll shut up, okay?
Okay. There, I started sharing my screen. Do you have my screen?
Yes, I do. I do now. Yeah.
Okay. This comes from this place up here. It's https://www.swpc.spaceweatherpredictioncenter.noaa.gov, which is right up the road in Boulder. I live in Boulder County, the extreme northeast corner of Boulder County. And this is down in Boulder proper at their new site down there. So this is NOAA, and they have a whole bunch of stuff on here. You can say, okay, what is the plan of Terry K? What's the plot? It tells what each of the different things are. Corona holes, you know, CMEs, which are coronal mass ejections, you know, explains everything. If you just start reading,
Go back to that picture that looks like a jellyfish, where the coronal mass ejection is going around the field of the Earth. Not this one, the next one, with the spider legs coming out. Keep going. Yeah.
How
right
about
there,
this one?
That one. That mount. The other one. The one before this that you just had.
Okay.
I want to. I just
stand
wanna,
by. I got to get back.
Oh, it figures I'd pick
I'm
one.
I'm getting there. Are you about that one?
Right there, this one. Yeah.
You see
what happens, and people don't realize this. Our Earth has a magnetic field around it that actually protects us. It's like a force field. And on the poles of the Earth, where it comes together, those are holes that all that radioactive radiation can come down and get through and actually come into our atmosphere. And that's what creates the northern lights on the North Pole and the South Pole. So, a lot of people don't know, you know. I mean, it's amazing what God did to this world as far as, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. We actually have a force field. And that's one of the arguments that people don't believe that we went to the moon or been out in outer space that much, because when you leave the Earth and you get past the Van Allen belts, there is no protection from any of this radiation. And astronauts have reported in the past, and they were examined, and it's true, that they saw flashes of light when they were in the space capsule and stuff. And science just have determined that is a piece of, I don't know, gamma, whatever it is, alpha radiation, that went through the hull of the ship, went through their helmet, popped through the retina in their eye and burned a hole, And that was the flash they saw. Now, what they claim is, if they don't have some kind of something like lead-lined spaceship, once you get out of this field that's around the Earth that you can see right here, you are a sitting duck for that stuff. And it takes our satellites out. This is serious stuff. So a lot of people don't believe that we've had any real serious space travel, because when you're out there, unless you got some kind of shields, and maybe they do, I don't know, but I've never heard them mention it, it will kill you. You'll end up fried by the time you get back. Anyway, I didn't mean to cut in on you, but I want people to kind of understand, you know, the deeper implications of this stuff. But go ahead, Terry. I didn't mean to.
Okay, no problem. I appreciate you. I just want to bring everyone's attention that the distance from the surface of the sun to the Earth is roughly 93 million miles. So this drawing is not to scale.
Right.
And, you know, it has other things. There's a prediction on the aurora, and this is the SOHO. I think it's out at L2 or L1, or, you know, L3 or 4. Somewhere out there in space, kind of off to the side, is this guy. And then then they have all kinds of graphs and everything. And all of these affect communications around the world. I am KI0RE. You can write that down, KI0RE. That's me. That's my unique call sign, unique throughout the entire planet. And you can find out a lot if you look up that call sign. You'll find out all about me if you want.
I've been wondering about you.
Okay. And so this is just a good place to go do it. This is Space Weather Prediction Center. And all you got to do is click on things, and it will explain things. It'll tell you how to use it. And it's just got, it's chock full of information. You got to want to come here and learn about different things. There's the phenomena, the partners, the impacts. And I'm not real active on the HF frequencies right now, but that's what it affects most, because the HF frequencies bounce off the different layers of our atmosphere that are the ionosphere. That's because it has ions, and RF energy will bounce off of that and go all the way around the world in some instances. Well, that gets kind of bad, and then there's sporadic E that can go a long ways, but it doesn't go very far unless there is activity. So some of them go up, some of them go down. I'm not really worried or up to speed on exactly what they are. But this is a good place, and it is swpc.noaa.gov is the important part. But you can look up Sun Prediction, Space Weather Prediction Center.
So I'm going
to
give you a
little...
Go ahead. The Paul Harvey...
I just looked up Space Weather Prediction Center, and that's where I ended up.
Current space weather conditions. See, they give you the current space weather. There is an app over here. I don't know if I was on this one. There's another one out there that's not NOAA, and I don't remember what they were. But it's also another government site that watches space weather. And it's important to watch, because it does affect a lot of stuff. let's see.
There's a lot of stuff in here.
I wanted to give you the Paul Harvey rest of the story.
Oh, okay. You want me to quit sharing?
No, you can leave it up there, because otherwise it's just boring. Put a nice picture up there. We've come to find out through the years that the sun's activity varies quite a bit. And the sun goes through what they call a grand solar minimum. When the flares are at their lowest, and the temperature of the sun is at its lowest, and during those years, we can actually have trouble growing crops. And there is a prediction out there. They're feeding us global warming, but when I was in school, they were talking about another ice age coming. When I was a kid, you know, I'm 65, And so when I was in grade school, it's gonna, be ice age, another ice age, because they knew we went through some ice ages in the past. They had evidence of that. But more than that, this grand solar minimum, we follow it through history. And every 400 years, the sun's energy goes down. It has nothing to do with pollution. It's got nothing to do with people and all this other bull crap that they tell us. It has to do with the sun's normal cycles. And it has caused people to lose wars, like Napoleon and like Rome. One of the reasons Rome lost control of the world is they couldn't feed their armies anymore. And one of the reasons they couldn't feed their armies is they no longer could get grains and stuff from the places that they were used to getting them. Now, this next grand solar minimum, there's people preparing for it, and they're putting in what they call Wallapini greenhouses, which is a greenhouse that you dig a ditch into the ground 6 or 8 feet, and you use the heat of the Earth's surface to help heat it. And then you put these big barrels of, a lot of guys use antifreeze, because if you put water, they'll freeze. So you got to put something that won't freeze to collect the heat. So the sun shines through the greenhouse all day, and you got these 55-gallon barrels, plastic barrels, maybe on the south wall, where the sun comes through and hits them, and maybe even stack them on top of each other. And I was watching this one guy's operation, and he was up in Alaska someplace, and he was growing tropical fruit. He was really into it. And, in order to do that, too, you gotta have lights that you put on, the right hours of day. You gotta know your stuff. You're not going to grow, peaches in Alaska unless you know how much daylight they need in order to reproduce and ripen and all that stuff. But he was doing it. And he gave a big tour of his Wallapini. And on the one end of the Wallapini was a wood stove. He says, "You see that wood stove?" And you look at the wood stove, and the door was wide open. He says, "I've never had to light it." He said, "This place stays so warm, and those barrels collect so much heat, and they hold it all night, even in through the Alaska winter." He says, "I use it as a vent. I open the door to let some of the heat out of this place." So I thought that was pretty impressive. But anyway, to get to the rest of the story is, when this next grand solar minimum, which is coming now, the Earth is actually cooling, and you're getting all this rain and this crop failure and stuff, this has happened in the past. But you will not be able to grow any vegetables, any crops above the 45th parallel. Now, the 45th parallel, in my perspective, because I'm in New York, dips down into New York, actually. So where I am over here by the Catskill Mountains, which is really, it's upstate New York as far as the city's concerned, but it's nowhere, it's not even close as the Adirondacks are to Canada. If I want to grow vegetables up here when they're in the throes of the grand solar minimum, I will have no choice but to have a greenhouse of some sort and maybe heat it or whatever. So just so you know, and that's why, if you go back and you look, every 400 years we get this grand solar minimum, and it's got nothing to do with nothing other than the fact that the sun has a cycle. There's other cycles, too, that the Earth goes through. And I was very much into Earth science when I was a kid. I studied this stuff, space weather, telescopes, I mapped the sky, and all this stuff. This was all hobbies of mine. So what I found out and what scientists knew, which I think they're dumbing people down, because the stuff that I learned when I was a kid, I don't even hear it out there anymore. If you look at the poles of the Earth, if you stick a pencil through the Earth, and it's kind of tilted on its axis, and I don't remember if you remember what's that stuff that those gears, and you draw all kinds of geometric designs,
spirograph.
That's the best way. You put a gear inside a gear and you start turning it. Well, the Earth, if you had a pencil through the double-sided pencil so that the lead could draw the pattern that the Earth was making as it wobbled on its axis. What you would see on the North Pole and the South Pole is it sketches a spirograph sketch of a gear. And it goes up one tooth and down the other, up one tooth and down. And when it does a full circle, that's 35,000 years. And each gear is, I don't know, it's 500 years. Don't quote me, but you get some kind of perspective there. And it's 30,000 from one side of the circle to the other side. Well, the weather on each one of those gear tooth is completely different from the bottom to the top. And from one side of the gear to the other side, we don't even know what that weather is. We haven't been here that long to even experience it. So these are things that are built into this system that many people don't even know about. So when they act like we can fix all this stuff, yeah, you can fix it. Put your freaking wallopini in. You know what I mean? You know, but, you know, as far as, oh, no, we're not going to burn this fuel or that fuel, it's all baloney. It's all designed to line their pockets with this global warming crap. They're feeding us global warming when, in fact, we're global cooling. So I always said, you know, if you want to be safe, do the exact opposite what the government's telling you, and you'll be pretty safe, you know. And that goes for everything. Including this last pandemic, you know, everything they told us was a lie, and you should know that by now. And people are going to find out the end of that lie, and there's going to be hell to pay when people realize the fraud that these nations, these evil people that are, I don't know, they're half human as far as I'm concerned. They do crazy stuff. They do child sacrifice. They drink blood. You know, they eat a drink of chrome, and it's in Hollywood. It's, you know, this is what we live in, and this is going to get purged. Every time the Earth gets to the point that it's this bad, it gets purged. So I'm telling you, they're going to be purged. Anyway, I didn't mean to step on your space weather thing, but let's see, the space weather, there was another thing. If you want the other end of spectrum, you can come down to the Geological Survey and go on the Earth and look at all the earthquakes and volcanoes that they track every day with their seismographs all over the place. And we're also going through many, many tremors and stuff, and the sun affects that. This grand solar minimum and everything, that all, it's all tied in. This is a whole unit. It's a system. And it's like holistic medicine. You look at the whole thing. You know, nothing exists. You know, it's God's creation, and it's all connected. And it all has a purpose. And we don't even understand all those purposes yet. As much as we know, we're only scratching the surface. And, you know, oh, global warming, oh, pollution. I'm going to tell you something. They've discovered in the oceans, in the deep oceans, they got these tubers that come from the magma of the Earth, and they blow out this superheated water that has run through the hot magma, and it comes out. Now, when that water comes out, it's water that has gone through the center of the Earth into the magma, and it comes out, and it's full of all the minerals and everything, just the way it was when the Earth was first formed. Well, what do you know what's going on the other side of the world? There's tubers that the ocean is getting sucked down into the magma. It's a natural cleaning system. It's an immune system for the Earth. So when you burn oil and they, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to block the sun, and that stuff precipitates down into the ocean, where does it go? It goes back from where it came. It goes into the magma and back out. And they're science. I'm not making this up. I've read and researched this, but you're not going to hear it in today's fake news. They don't want you to know this stuff because it makes sense on so many levels. And what it does is it really raises the creationist theory that God knew what he was doing, and he made this Earth alive and with an immune system, and that it can handle anything we can give it. I mean, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not touting pollution. Look, at they did clear up smog. I mean, men do stupid things, and we affect ourselves short-term locally. And, yeah, people can die from smog. I remember San Francisco. My goodness, it was so horrible, you know, the smog that was there. Well, they've learned to clean that up. But I have studied hydrogen motors and have studied plasma. And guess what? They can produce cars that they will clean the air from the air they take in, and they burn this hydrogen and produce hydrogen and oxygen, water and water at the end result. It actually leaves the air cleaner burning that stuff, Brown's gas, which is HHO. It's two hydrogen and an oxygen. And it's run through an electrical cell, and it breaks the water down into hydrogen and oxygen, and then when you burn it, it recombines. There's such a thing called a Brown's gas torch, and a Brown's gas torch is a torch that you is a welder or a cutting torch rather that you fill with water. And it's got electrical current, and it separates the water into hydrogen and oxygen. And the interesting thing about Brown's gas is it's a chemical reaction burn. And because it's hydrogen and oxygen, when you put it on a piece of metal, it reacts with that metal, and it will burn as hot as it needs to make that metal melt. So if it's on a piece of aluminum, which I don't know, I think aluminum melts around 750 degrees or something like that. That's as hot as that flame can get. Because when you're burning Brown's gas, you can burn it and it'll make a flame. But the minute you put it on a metal like steel, carbon steel, you need over 2,000 degrees to melt that. A Brown's gas torch will do it. But it only does it because there's a chemical reaction taking place. And when I went to this class on how to make HHO and put it in cars and experiment with it, the guy took his Brown's gas torch and took a piece of aluminum. He lit the torch. It has a nice blue flame. And you bring it over to the aluminum, and you tilt it on an angle, and you tilt the aluminum, and you let the flame bounce off the aluminum, so you're not really poking it into it where you can actually burn a hole in it. You're just running the flame across the aluminum. You know what runs off of that aluminum? Water. It runs off because the hydrogen and oxygen are recombining and turning back to water. And that is the difference between fusion and fission, where fusion, you split an atom and you get power. Fission is what the sun is doing. It's recombining stuff, and as they come together and they get pressed in, it releases energy. That's why when a star dies, it's very heavy, because everything's been concentrated in the middle, and this is that action. And there's all very interesting stuff that you can learn if you look into this stuff, and the trouble is our schools are not teaching our children this stuff. I played around with HHO generators, and I made little bombs and stuff. You know, I'd probably go to jail today. You know, but when you get an explosion from HHO, it's an implosion. It's not an explosion. It goes in. And we were messing around out in the garage with it, and we put some in a can and lit it, and it went boom. And my son and I were standing right next to it, and it was loud. I didn't think it was that loud. My wife calls up. She goes, "What'd you do? What'd you do? The window's all shook." That implosion was actually stronger when it left the walls of the garage. It's the opposite of an explosion. It has different properties, and we didn't realize it, but it was because we were on ground zero, so it didn't get us. You know what I mean? It's pretty amazing stuff. Anyway, I didn't want to get into such a science class, but just keep that in your mind when they're telling you that the earth is dying and we got these weather changes, and they're going to make excuses, just like they used this virus that was not really a virus, and then they had to weaponize it. But really all it was influenza A and B that they modified. And the worst thing ended up being their bioweapon spike protein that they gave everybody as a vaccination. And I don't care about who doesn't like what I'm saying, or they're going to call me misinformation. You go right ahead. I got all the evidence, and I got guys with way bigger pay grades than I, and I even have a memo from, I think it was David Reardon, the ex-Pfizer CEO and top scientist, where he says, anybody that took that shot, you're going to be lucky if you live 4 years on the outside. Now, he has a very stiff idea about it. He was one of the scientists that made it. He's not a doctor, but he understands human systems. He understands DNA and RNA. And in his mind, it's impossible to get rid of that spike protein once it's in your system and your DNA is messed up. Now, since they've come out with it, there's other doctors out there that have been playing with it and experimenting with it. And they know that there's certain things that you can take that slows it down and maybe even eliminates it. And we were talking, John and I were also talking, you know, 5G's been a big sticking point as far as, you know, it's being dangerous and causing all kinds of medical problems. Well, the military has discovered a way to take 5G to detox the body of the spike protein. And so they have a plan, supposedly, in place that when the time is right, you know, they were gonna put this 5G in, and they were gonna use it to activate the spike protein that they put in people's bodies that's sleeping right now, that has a fat lipid nano coating that keeps it from killing you. But when they give it 3 or 4 bursts of this 5G, it breaks that open and it releases the spike protein with a vengeance, and you die like an AIDS patient with no immune system. And that's a fact. And this is what these sick bastards were planning for us. So now the military has figured out a way of modifying that frequency. So instead of breaking open the nano shield, whatever that fat shield is around it that protects
spike protein.
Yeah, the spike protein. Instead of releasing it, it's going to kill it because there's no way to get it out of your DNA, your RNA. It's actually RNA, so it's in deeper than DNA. And the RNA is necessary for the DNA to work. So I don't pretend to understand all of it, but I've done a lot of reading, and these are guys all above my pay grade. So apparently they've discovered a way to do the opposite of that. So we'll see. That's encouraging news for me. But I know there's things like, look at zinc, vitamin D3, and
just a footnote here, Jart. I read an article today. I was looking for it, but I don't see it. The NIH has quietly put ivermectin.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. COVID. Yeah. Oh, it works now. Oh, but everybody was crazy before, right?
Oh, yeah. They were crazy. You can't have that. It's so dangerous.
When Joe Rogan took it, it's horsewormer. He's taking horsewormer. What a bunch of crap. He healed himself, though, didn't he?
Exactly.
So, and hydroxychloroquine, too. You know, look at ivermectin cures cancers, all kinds of cancers they're finding out. And they don't like it because it's cheap, you know? So, like I said, you do the opposite of what government tells you to do, and you'll be better off most of the time, okay? I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time they have a hidden agenda, and it's really, what did George Carlin say? It's a big club, and you're not in it. So,
yeah. Do we want to get back to the law and common law and things like that?
Yeah, well, let's look at this here. We're going to have to get back to it because that's the only thing that's going to fix what's wrong with this world. And it's not just this nation. It is, we are suffering a worldwide, it's like a pandemic, but it's a worldwide conspiracy against God and man that the eugenicists have put in. This is a eugenic experiment. And all them scientists that they took with what was the name of that project that they brought them over here to keep experimenting?
Paperclip?
Yeah, Paperclip, Project Paperclip, and there was a couple other ones. And what came out of that? All these drug companies, Pfizer, Bayer, all of them, they were these Nazi guys that believed in a superior race and that they were going to, you know, purge the earth of you useless eaters with the bad DNA. And this isn't, there's nothing new under the sun, because I believe, from my reading of the Bible and different things, that when God destroyed the earth with a flood, and later, and then later on, when there were still pockets of things left, he told them, go in and kill everything, the men, the women, the children. People go, oh, that's terrible. Well, he was purging the bad DNA that they had been experimenting with and putting into the earth. And you see this Greek mythology, half horse, half men, and all these crazy things. I think that's what they were doing back then. I think they were way ahead of us as far as their technology goes. And we can get into that, but that's besides the point. I'm just telling you that there's nothing new under the sun. And Solomon himself said, look, at there are civilizations that have come and gone that we know nothing about, that they were wiped off the earth and there's no traces of them. I believe they're starting to find those traces, like the sunk city of Atlantis and all that kind of stuff. But nevertheless, we're living in some very exciting and biblical times right now. So,
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and I mean, the only way to survive it is to reinstitute the God of nature and nature's God. And that's the answer. Whether you know it or not, that's the answer. And get back to the basics. You know, I mean, they've affected everything, our food, our medicine, everything. It's all upside down. But look at common law, common sense, you know. And speaking of a guy that has common sense, if you go, actually, I should probably share my screen. I wanna bring in this Anon guy.
And while you're looking for that, I want everybody to know that Gerard does a show every week on Wednesdays from 11 to 1 Eastern Time on PSB, which is Patriot Soapbox. And he does it with Ollie, and there's a lot of good information that comes out of there.
Well, thank you. And Terry is also helps me with that. And she takes parts just like she's doing tonight. So it's a team effort.
Did you find your share?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, this stupid thing, I got to pick what I want it to show. And I got it. I think it's a, yeah, this should do it. There you go. Now, can you see what I'm looking at, the Anon video file?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I want to show you. Now, this is on, let's see, this is on Today's Issues, Q News Anon, that brings you to this page here, which is these 12 videos that this guy has put out. I gave this to John on video number, I think it was 11 I sent him, 10 or 11. And he watched 11. 12 just came out. That's the one I'm going to play tonight. But you really, really, and we're not going to have time to do it, you need to go to video 1 and listen to who he is and how he got into this. Very credible guy. Very measured. You'll see. I'm going to let it run for a while because he's got some good information. I think you need to hear it. So I'll shut up while it plays. You'll be glad for that. And
we like hearing you, Gerard.
Yeah, well, maybe you do. You're one of those people that like pain, no? Let's see. File 12, this is the latest one. But 11 was good, too. I was kind of torn on which one to give you because he reveals a lot of stuff in here. But we're gonna start with the last one first. And I hope that piques your interest enough that you go back and listen to the other ones. He doesn't give you a lot of his background here. He did that in the first one. And so the first one is probably important that you go listen to that. What time is it? Look, it's already 20 to 10, and we're only, what are we supposed to go to, 11? So we got a little over an hour.
Yes. But
okay, let's just play this and I'll get on with it. Because I got people in the Ollies here tonight, too. I'm going to let him talk a little bit, okay?
All right.
So without further ado, we're going to go into Anon Audio File 12, which is on our website.
NationalLibertyAlliance.org/Anon.
Right.
Ooh. Is the volume up? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it very low for you?
Yes, it's very low for me.
It's not in my headphones, though. That's kind of weird. I wonder why.
I barely heard it. I could not understand what they were saying.
Really?
Yes.
Is anybody else having that problem besides Terry?
Well, they can't tell. I got them on the Q&A mode.
Don't we have any other host in here?
Nope, it's just you and me.
Is Jan here?
No, Jan is on vacation.
Oh, okay. So I guess I didn't diss him and I didn't skip him, even though I skipped him.
Uh-huh.
So I was gonna say, I should have found out if there was any questions before, but we're gonna get
those. Well, yeah, there is one, but it's kind of.
Well,
go ahead. Let's wait.
And then we'll go back to
we
that.
We can always
okay?
put that.
I mean, we love to hear your questions and stuff, but in the meantime, let's get this lesson done.
Oh, wow. I can't understand it. I hear it back there, but I can't understand it.
I don't know. What I can do.
Well, let me see if I can do it.
Yeah, see if you get a better. I mean, to me, it sounds fine. It's a little low. I do have my other computer, but if you can share the screen and play it, it's, you know, maybe it's because I'm getting it off of these ones that John downloaded. I'm not actually on his website, so I don't know if John messed with the volume.
Maybe.
Went in there, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we could go to Rumble and get this video in the form that he downloaded. Why don't you try it first? If that works, that'll be the easiest thing. Go right ahead.
I need you to stop your share.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Well audio file in the audio cast series known as the Q News Patriot. I am the Q News Patriot. My name is SG Anon. Very excited to be coming to you again today. This week has certainly been eventful and fun so far. And
can you hear it?
As Q tells us to track events.
I hear it. I don't know. Did my share stop?
I did.
Because I never told it to stop.
Okay. See if this works. Tell me to stop if you don't hear it.
Everyone, and welcome to the 12th. Audio file in the audio cast series known as the Q News Patriot.
He sounds a little different, like his voice is shaky.
Okay, what would you like to do?
I don't know what else to do. Let it play. I don't know. Can we get any feedback? Can people put their hands up? Let me see. Who do we have out there?
Raise your hand if it's listenable.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited to be coming different. To you again today. This week has certainly been eventful and fun so far, and as Q tells us to track events 21 through 25 of September, those are the days, 21st through the 25th. I can assure you that things are heating up. They are at a rolling boil right now. Spillover is very soon. And with that being said, I've got a lot to cover with you right now. A little bit of information that I received from the person who I take a lot of my, we'll just say, direction and opinion-forming ideas from. I'm going to pass that along to you. Then we're going to do a breakdown of comms, what's going on right now with President 45, President Putin. We're going to talk just a little bit about Ukraine. I'm going to remind everyone what I told them recently with regards to Russia and a fire and fury operation. And that would have been in the last file, audio file, I believe 11. Then we're going to talk a little bit about the coming age. We're going to talk about an operator that many of you are familiar with, and some of the reasons that that individual, then we're going to talk a little bit about, for lack of a better term, is simply unable to communicate.
Stop the video a minute.
There are forces at play that...
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Tell me if this is better. I'm going to... Hang on. Let me turn it up all the way.
I'm about 2 minutes in.
Okay, that's fine.
Becoming age. We're going to talk about an operator that many of you are familiar with, and some of the reasons that that individual...
That's a little better, Gerard. It's still way back.
Yeah, well, I'm playing it off my speaker and then putting it in the mic. I didn't know if it would be better or not. Anyway, I don't know if you want to just keep going what you're doing, as long as people can hear it, or if you want me to just keep running it.
Well, you run it. You know how far you want to go. Go ahead.
Forces at play that are bigger than many of us can imagine, myself included. I have been fortunate enough along this journey to really immerse myself into the movement, especially when it was first really becoming a thing. And there's just some amazing things that are coming. And so without further ado, I don't want to get too far off topic. Let's go ahead and get started here. So we're going to open up with the juicy bit for everyone. The juicy bit for everyone is essentially this. And again, I'm just relaying the information given to me. You are very soon to see a pattern emerge, and it will be in the public sector, connecting nefarious forces in Iran and North Korea to President 44 and his administration. And that is going to begin a cascading chain of political events, which will lead to extremely tense, breathtaking moments. We'll put it that way. And so very interestingly, today, as I was watching Truth Social, that information was corroborated to me. That information was given to me about 36 hours ago. And that information today was corroborated in the comms from 45. We're going to break those down real fast for everyone. Then we're going to transition over to Russia, Ukraine, and Central Europe. We're going to talk a little bit about the Middle East. The Middle East will be last in this great operation. That's because the entrenchments the origin point of the nefariousness that we are dismantling and extracting from the world and all of the various segments of society lies in the Middle East. So they will be last. We've heard from Q that Israel is last. So we'll talk just a very little bit about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Nasera, Jasera. So, comms from 45 today. Watching Truth Social, as many of you watch Truth Social. I know that everyone works and everyone has jobs, pursuits, responsibilities, children, things that they have to worry about and devote time and attention to. And so I entirely understand that many of you are not necessarily able to hawk things like Truth Social, Twitter with Dan Scavino, Ezra Cohen Watnick, Cash Patel on Truth, et cetera, et cetera. These are sources within our movement that give us updates, typically coded updates through timestamps that reference either timestamps in Q drops that are relevant or the drops themselves. You'll see things from 45 like double posting and then one of them gets taken away. You'll see things from Dan Scavino, videos that they often carry musical encoded messages in them. you know, this is a multi-dimensional operation, and so linear forms of communication, as we've discussed a bit before, are simply inadequate. They are not safe. They're not reliable. Currently, the communication pathways, save for a very select few, from, you know, say the military and the lawful government to the peoples, both of the United States and of the world, are controlled by a lot of the enemies that we are working to eliminate. And the reason we can't take those down and just do away with them and you know, establish our own channels and override them is the threat of war breaking out, both civil war within the United States, but also internal conflicts around the globe and even, you know, cross-border conflicts that were not accounted for, is extremely real. And so we have to play this chess game very, what I call an offensive-defensive posture. And so that would be an offensive hyphen defensive posture, meaning that you're running in a defensive mode, but you are capturing offensive plays periodically, often enough to keep the enemy kind of on their toes. And we're running them out of moves. We're draining, quite literally, we're draining every bit of the swamp, both here and around the world. And so we have to keep in mind that the information being passed to us, it has to come in ways that we can interpret it, but the enemy cannot, at least until we've had a chance to break it down. And by that time, where the Anons and all of you digital soldiers out there have broken communications down, typically what those things have referred to, they've already occurred and happened. So that being said, today 45 posted a video of Miss James. He routinely references her as a racist attorney general in the Southern District of New York. We've seen today that fraud charges were filed basically against Trump and his entire family and organization. Excuse me. And the video shows Ms. James giving speech. It's more of a message, really. And it's very purplish, which we know from our familiarity with the Q drops around here that purple and orange are often colors signifying death or imminent death. What's very interesting about this particular video is 45 posted it twice, 4 minutes apart. 45's first post came at 14:50 Eastern Date Time, and then the second post came at 14:54 Eastern Date Time.
For anybody who doesn't know, 45 is President Trump. He was the 45th president. And then they're going to talk about Obama, and they're going to use his number. Okay.
The second post was deleted about 6 minutes after it was posted. So I went, like many of you would, plugged in 14:54 into the Q drops, and found something unbelievably fascinating. Drop 14:54, dropped by Q on June 11th, 2018 at 12:56 and 26 seconds p.m. Eastern Daytime states, EU sanctions Iran. Leaders of EU only care about protecting flow of money, capitalized, not capitalized, the safety and security of their people and the world. Iran, capitalized, deal orchestrated for the sole purpose of lifting sanctions blockade to allow access of foreign businesses for individual and co-wide enrichment, company-wide enrichment, referring to the Kabbalist corporate power structure. Scam, 4 exclamation points and capitalized. Nothing to do with nukes, and cites nukes as a cover for the real story. Hussein pallets of cash, which were later used to secure the 2020 general election with the shadow government. Hussein's secret authority to convert USD.
Listen, there's a lot of information he's given here. You know, I mean, did you think that those pallets of money that Obama sent over to Iran, that they went to Iran, they used that money to fund taking the election down and paying off and doing all this stuff? And so I realize a lot of this stuff might be over people's heads, but you got to just listen, and it'll start to come together what he's talking about. And he's given you, you know, a lot of clues of different things that you didn't maybe even understand that was in play here. So just bear with it. and I'll push it ahead a little bit. I think there was something I wanted to hear up at the 30-minute mark. He starts to get into what's going to happen with the metals markets and things like that, because this thing is going to hit us on every single facet. You know, it's about spirituality. It's about the money. It's about our health. It's all these things. This is the perfect storm that they're hitting us with, and we're pushing back. And the only way that, the one way that you can't push back if you don't educate yourself. So, anyway, I know people get upset with the anons and stuff, but you know what? I could get into the history of all that. Did I don't know if you knew it, but there was a Q movement back when Lincoln was president, and there also has been in the past where there was two presidents, one commander-in-chief and one president, and that's kind of where we're at today. And it's nothing that is new under the sun, so just remember that, and we'll talk more about that later. But let me let him get to make some of his points here.
I came from apologies, we ran into some technical difficulties. I lost audio there. Secret authority to convert U.S. dollar given at these meetings. More coming. No mainstream media coverage. Got popcorn? The question mark. Drop 1454 directly references both the Iran nuclear deal and the different things that were done in the lead up to the Iran nuclear deal to secure both the transition of money, power, and also to set us up for a nuclear war. Remember Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's part in the 16-year plan to destroy America. Their parts, Barack was to ready us to go into the Great Reset, and Hillary was going to actually kick us off into the Great Reset. We were going to have a nuclear war under Hillary Clinton. We were going to experience total martial law in the United States of America, the complete cessation of freedoms and the suspension of the Constitution. And they were going to take us into a full-scale, total control dictatorship while killing most of the world. And so it's very interesting that 45 brings this up, because this particular post directly references Barack Obama's Uranium One treason and how he and others set that up and made and put that into motion. So naturally, it's a good thing to examine all the timestamps when we're doing this sort of research. So 1450 was the timestamp that 45 left up, even up to this moment right now. I just refreshed the page. Drop 1450, which is four drops prior to the one we just discussed, is all about Kim Jong-un's visit to Singapore, where he met the President of the United States, Mr. Trump. Q says in this post, Gardens by the Bay, see previous picture, timestamp, coincidence, question mark. Everything shown has meaning, and you are watching a scripted movie. I believe they're setting us up for a nuclear standoff event, and I believe 45 is telling us that. I also believe that that particular event is going to be traced back directly to 44, and in so tracing that back directly to 44, we are going to discover 44's involvement in the 2020 election fraud and the operation of and then sustainment and continuation of a shadow government through his actions, especially in his last 2 years, 2 to 3 years as President of the United States. So what's extremely interesting also about this, we get right down to it. Oop, lost my place there. Pardon me. If we have a look at the timestamp on 45's where's it at? We go to Donald Trump's page here, and we go a couple of posts prior to the Letitia James video that we were just referencing. We see a post that reads, President Putin is now threatening the use of nuclear weapons, saying it is not a bluff. This is on Truth Social with 45 just today. The Ukrainian conflict should never have happened and would not have happened if I were president, but as I have made very clear for quite some time, this could now end up being World War III. That is a massive statement from a gentleman that many believe is the rightful and current Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America. That post was put up at 10:04 Central Date Time. 11:04 timestamp yields some very interesting results, but sometimes I mix up the timestamps just to see what I find. 10:04, if I type in the timestamp 10:04 into the Q app search, drop 548 comes up, and it's nothing, it is no less than President Barack Obama, soon to be President Barack Obama, in 2007, at a fundraiser at Stephen and Judy Gluckstern's home, April 9th of 2007, and George Soros is in the picture seated to the right of the stairs. This particular meeting was where Barack Obama courted investment banker Robert Wolf, and how Wolf is tied back to the Clintons, and that's just too deep to go into for right now. We would spend the entire audio file talking about just that. But essentially what Q is telling us here is they were going to set us up for treason, nuclear fallout, and the consolidation of a one-world financial system that was in their total control. This was by design all the way back when Barack was fundraising for his campaigns. And so 45 showing us today, pointing out Hussein's treason, the nuclear aspect of that, bringing Kim into the mix and kind of reminding us that he and Kim worked out an agreement, and Kim has a role to play, and it's coming. His role's not played out yet. It's coming. I believe that this is a very real communication from the Commander-in-Chief that we are going to see, as my source, for lack of a better term, told me, we are going to see things become front and center as tension ratchets up and blame is going to be directed. There's going to be a need to blame people. And so extrapolate from that things are going to be pinched, as we've talked several times, for a little while, and that pinch is going to be sore and it's going to hurt. But when we end through that process, we're going to have extremely clear understandings of who did what, where they did it, and why they did it. And we will move into our new way of life slowly but surely over the next 12 months. And so take heart knowing that your Commander-in-Chief is talking to you. He is telling us that Hussein is going to be in the public eye, not going to be very flattering for him. And there is justice coming both for the peoples of America and the world, but, you know, in particular, individuals that were affected by the war crime known as Benghazi and other galactic-level betrayals. I use galactic tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, the level of treason these people committed is almost unquantifiable. You know, Q at one point tells us that they will need to invent a new word for treason. I take everything that Q said or posted at every value and every angle that I possibly can, and I give it the utmost credence. And so understanding that Q is not likely to sensationalize anything for us, you know, understand that when Q says that they're going to have a new word for treason, it's going to be so incredibly eye-opening. Your sleepers are just, they're just going to be beside themselves, and they're really going to need you. And so speaking of the sleepers, one of the things that is waking the sleepers up right now and is kind of propelling us into this event in the European theater is the Russian president and alliance command advisor, essentially, President Vladimir Putin of Russia. President Putin has mobilized military men of fighting age up to a minimum conscript of 300,000 soldiers.
The reason I'm letting this run the way it is because we're days away from a cataclysmic event, and we're going to go through some darkness. They're saying 10 days, but that's no guarantee. And we need to be prepared. And so I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I can imagine that the phone service is going to go down for a while and computers will go down for a while. And regardless of what you think about anything else, this thing is coming, whether you believe it or not. And you should not be caught by surprise with it. Our money system is going to fail. It's failing now. It's broke. This fiat money system. They have to change it, and they've been changing it. Nesra and Jezra are in effect. Nations are trading with it already. We live in a bubble. They lie to us, and you don't know anything that's going. Everything is fake. Fake news. Everything's done on a set. You know, Biden is in some set that's not even the White House. I mean, there's so much crap going on. You really need to, like, listen to this whole thing and get whatever clues he gives you, just so you understand. I mean, we got less than an hour, and we got a lot of people in the queue, so maybe I'll switch to that. There was something up here on the 30-minute mark I wanted to... I was listening before the show, so I'll bump it up to 30 minutes, and we'll listen to that, and then I'll stop it.
Expect more. I think we should expect more of that as we come into these next 3 to 4 weeks. Ukraine will not exist in the state that it has existed in for these last 25, 30 years when all of this is over. There will be redrawings of the map. We have sections of the country already in the eastern region that are holding referendums on merging with Russia. Putin has made clear that, let me rephrase, Putin has hinted very strongly.
See, you're not going to get any of this on the mainstream either. You're just not. They're all lies, and you can't even depend on them. So this is good information, but let me. There was something on the 30-minute mark. I think it had to do with the economy.
Financial advisor, representative, or banker of any kind. But that being said, we know that establishing a value system that ties our currencies together, both in the United States and all other countries around the world, and ties us together at a one-to-one level playing field so that everyone can receive the appropriate value of whatever their economy, commerce, productions are worth. That's how we overtake them fully. And that can only happen if we have a standard measure of value. I personally have been purchasing silver for a little while. I don't really mess a lot with gold because the spot price is simply out of my budget. I believe the last I checked, it was around $2,000 an ounce. But I have been able to acquire a decent amount of silver. Metals, on the other side of this reset period that we're going through, are going to be, they're going to be precious, truly precious. They will be worth more than sitting in your jewelry chest and collecting dust. They will be pieces you will want to display. You'll be proud to own the various jewelry, coinage, memorabilia, etc. that you have right now and that you may seek to acquire in the next short period of time. But they are going to be extremely important when we take the world back into a period of peace, and they're also going to be critical for the establishment of a true worldwide peace, a peace between nations and a peace with, internally inside nations between their citizenries and their governments. We have to have fairness. I have a little one, and fairness is a topic that he struggles with sometimes. But fairness in word and deed is how we take our world forward. The Q Patriots know that, and so does the Cabal. We have been unfairly gaslit in an innumerable number of ways for thousands of years. This life has never been fair, but it was made to be fair. And we are returning it to that point right now. I would personally suggest, and this is what I would do, that I would go out if I was contemplating this information, and I would find a way to acquire at least some pure 0.999 pure silver or gold, if it's within your budget, or copper, cobalt, platinum, any variation of these, I would do so responsibly and cognizantly, and I would double check with an advisor first. But it is not an exaggeration to say that acquiring some of these commodities in the present time and in this next short period would be a wonderful idea, if nothing else, for the memorable time associated with it. I personally get a great deal of commodities that I believe are pivotal. I have to be careful with my words. I get them from local marts. I have a subscription service to a metals company. I have individuals involved in that company, like many of you do, and many of you are aware of the company, who are a part of my, air quotes, organization, who I work with to make a difference in their lives. But wherever you get your sourcing from, be sure that you hold it in hand, be sure that it's pure, and be sure you understand the weight and the delineation, the units of measure that are being used. It would be wise. And again, I'm not a financial advisor, but in my personal opinion, I believe it would be very wise. You know, continuing what we're doing here and of an encouragement for many of you out.
Okay. And basically, I want to put my own two cents to that, is that he's right about these precious metals, especially silver and gold too, but silver especially, and these other ones. I believe that silver is going to be worth more than gold, and the reason I believe that is because it's rarer than gold right now. You know, 90-something percent of all the gold that was ever mined is still around, not silver. Silver gets used up. It disappears. It's used in industry. It's used in medicine. It's a very industrial metal. You know, look at burn patients. They use that silver nitrate. It works great. Colloidal silver is an amazing metal. And right now, they're not mining enough. They can't find enough. They pulled most of it out, most of the known silver out of the ground. And so eventually, it's going to overtake gold in its rarity, okay? So right now, silver is 70 to or 80 to 1 compared to gold. That is so upside down and lopsided. I mean, if you got any cash at all, I would back the truck up and buy silver, because you can't lose at this point. It's down to $17 an ounce. It's ridiculous. And if I had some cash, I'd go buy it. That's just me. You know, and the other thing you can do, and I know other people that are doing this, is they're buying the Kennedy half dollar rounds or any half dollar round, and it doesn't matter whether they're silver or they're sandwich. They have a certain face value that's going to hold, and when everything crashes, you know, I forget what John's calculation was. It was like what did he say? $2,000 worth of silver was going to be worth over $70,000 or $80,000 real dollars. Not silver. I'm talking about those particular coins. Those they're legal tender, the half dollars, and they don't like to give them to you. If you have a business account, I think they'll give them to you. They have to. But you don't need to invest in silver and gold, like he said, copper, this, that. Well, those sandwich coins, because they're a legal tender coin that says a half a dollar, they're going to hold that half dollar value when everything straightens out. And silver is like, you know, 70 times, you know, it should be, I forget what the normal ratio is. It should be like 20 to 1, something like that with gold. And it's close to 100 to 1 today. It's ridiculous. I mean, if that's not a buy signal, then nothing else is. So, anyway, you get the idea. And I got, let's see, is Ollie in the queue? I want Ollie to say something. We've been working together on this stuff. Let me see. Do you see Ollie?
I'm looking, but I haven't found him yet.
I don't know if he's still in. He told me he was in the queue, and he just PM'd me. Well, Ollie, if you're in there and you want to get in the queue, I'll open it up and let you say a couple things, because I know you've got some good stuff going on. But other than that, we can start taking. There's a lot of people in the queue. We'll never get through them all. I'm sorry, but I felt it was very important to get this information out. And now you can go to the NLA site. John's got all 12 of those videos. And there's another guy. I don't remember his name. Is it? I should remember. I mean, I'm so bad with names. He's a ex-Special Forces guy. He sings country music. But he's been documenting and digging into all the stuff that's been going on 7 years, and he has all these files that he will. You can go to his site and just download these documents, and a lot of it is the documents that were supplied by the bad actors like Pfizer and them that proves what they did. And he also is a very big military man. He understands the law of war manual and all the symbolism and stuff that goes along with the military. I don't know how many people many people watched Trump's last rally, and he had this flag, and the flag had black stars on it, and a black star flag with no fringe, so it wasn't admiralty, but it was a black star flag is a war flag, but it's total war. It means we will give you no quarter. There will be no mercy. We have enough evidence on you, and you've done, and we will just kill you because that's what you deserve. And we've already tried you. We already collected the evidence, so we don't need a court. We just need to kill you. This is war. This is total war. And when Trump puts up, when you're commander-in-chief, because he is the commander-in-chief, believe it or not, and you're going to see that in the next few weeks, puts up a flag with black stars on. Basically, what he's telling the cabal is, you're done. It's all over but the crying, and the axe is going to your neck in a figurative way.
I may have found Ollie.
Oh.
I was going to try. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ollie, are you there?
You found me. I'm not audible.
Yes, you are. We hear you.
Okay. Well, so I'm told to call in tonight, but I want to make a comment on that last audio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Gerard's going to pick that up or not, but he made a very valid point by asking the question, what is the greatest power with the most influence? Well, the obvious answer is dollar, okay? Decades ago, they took the dollar off the gold standard. I'm talking about concerning mafia, the globalist bankers. They're wanting a worldwide monetary system where they're in total control of all digital. Now, with this system they've had, that fiat system, it breaks every few decades, and they have to have a world war to become financially solvent again. Okay, right now they're broke, and the corporation, the United States government corporation, is bankrupt. Their payment comes due in a week, the 30th. Okay, now, Gasara, a lot of people are so locked up in this money, money, money mode. See, they've monetized rent, energy, food, and everything is based on a money, 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 on a dollar value, and the fiat dollar at that. When that right now, the fiat dollar is worth absolutely nothing. They are broke, broke, broke. Okay. When we talk about in the Sara, people start thinking about, well, we're going to go from one money system to another money, money, money. No. The idea is when we go in the Sara, we get out of this money, money, money mode and have abundance where all the stuff is going to be monetized. Okay. Go ahead.
Yep. Hang on just a second. I gotta answer this video. Okay. So Ollie's absolutely right, and you're gonna see this play out right in front of you now. And there's gonna be very exciting. There's an old Chinese curse that says, may you live in interesting times, and we're definitely living in interesting times. So we have people in the queue. I don't know how many we'll get to, but let's see. I see Barry Cotter. Hang on. I'm going to unmute you, Barry. I don't. It looks like a new name. Yeah, go ahead, Barry. Is this Barry? Hello? You've been unmuted. You got a question for... I can't hear you. You sound like you're away from your mic. 201-667 Barry. I don't know if you're talking to me. You're not coming in. You have to fix your mic or something. Anyway, I'm going to remute you, see if you can figure it out. You can go back in later. I don't know. Perez de Jesus, you are unmuted. Go ahead. What state are you in, by the way? Are you there? Well, having good luck tonight. Sounds like you're driving in a car. Perez Jesus, are you there?
Here?
Yeah, go ahead. We can hear you.
Oh, hey, how's it going? Yes. This is my first time on the call, getting some information, gathering everything together, you know. What would be a recommendation on the best place where I can actually get silver? It's actually worth it, and website that.
There's lots of places you can go on the internet, and even in your hometown, there's coin dealers. Just you got to get familiar with the. I can't give you a recommendation because I'm not a financial guy, and I'm not allowed to give advice. But I can tell you that there are stores you can go to, and there's places like Noble Gold, and there's guys that there's other places that will take, like if you got an IRA, and they'll put it in gold and silver. And what you want is you want the physical stuff. You don't want them holding it for you because you can't trust that stuff. I mean, there are some places you can trust, but I don't know offhand who they are. So I would tell you, you know, be careful. Get it in your hand. Keep it quiet because you become a target if people know you have it, especially if times get really bad and you're out there buying all kinds of stuff. They're going to know you got it, you know. So,
gotcha.
But you can even, I mean, I used to buy it off of eBay, you know,
yeah.
There's more reputable dealers, you know, coin dealers. We got a place up here in New York and Albany, old Saratoga coin. They're very good, you know, and they can examine any piece of silver, gold, and they got machines. They can look at diamonds. It's amazing the technology they have today. But you need somebody reputable, because I won't say that there's not counterfeit out there. There is. Matter of fact, I think they found out that when Clinton was in office, all the gold, they assayed some of the gold in Fort Knox and they drilled holes in it, and it turned out it was, I forget what they said, it was titanium or something that was coated with gold. So we don't know how much of that went on, and you know, so I'm sure if they did that you're going to find that out there on the street. So you have to be real careful, okay?
Okay.
Hey, one short comment. The coin dealer that I have dealt with here in Colorado, he does give out receipts. That goes on the books. And that's what you want to, one of your preferences when you start buying silver coins.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with that, because they don't like that. You know? But anyway, they don't, even the ones that, like if I sell silver or I buy silver, they take my license. Now that license, he takes a picture of it and he puts it in his database. But that data doesn't go anyplace but his store. Now if the feds want that, they're going to have to go to his store, pull his database, and go through it. I'm not saying they won't do that, but that's a massive job for them, and I can't see them doing that, you know, unless they got a really good reason, and they can't be targeting you, just you, unless you're a criminal, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't worry too much about it. I give them my license. I don't care, you know, and that's why I got guns, because if it gets that bad that they're going to go door to door to steal my silver, I guess I'm going to have to send some lead out, you know what I mean? So, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you get the picture, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, thank you very much. And
thank you.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, maybe in the coming weeks, I'll do some recommendations of these companies that I always see advertising that I consider reputable because of the guy that's recommending them. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you for everything you do. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I don't know. It didn't go to the next caller. I don't know why this thing doesn't always work. Unmute the next question in the queue. Oh, now they want me to do it different, huh? Well, here, let me mute you. And I don't know who this is. It's a wireless caller, 845. But you've been unmuted. What's your name and your state?
Called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, or King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. The song that I'm going to cover is Catching Smoke, and it was released in July 21. So I'm going to have to educate myself about this band. Australian rock band formed in 2010 in Melbourne, Victoria. I'm hearing that a lot. That was the same as the, what was the other one? Amyl and the Sniffers, maybe? I told you, Melbourne's a rock and roll town. All this exciting stuff's coming out of it now. They are known for exploring multiple genres, energetic live shows, and building a prolific discography, doing all the right stuff the hard way as well. That's exciting. They've released 18 studio albums, 10 live albums.
You have something pertinent to common law and what we're discussing.
And two EPs.
He sounds like he's on a radio show. I'm muting him. I don't even know who he was talking to me. Okay, we're gonna try Loveless, it says. You've been unmuted, go ahead. Area code 931.
I was wondering how to get to where I can watch the movies instead of just listening to it.
Well, are you familiar with our website, National Liberty Alliance? As a matter of fact, let me just
Well, that's where I got the phone number from.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little tour because that's a good question. I'm sure there's other people that have that question. So hang on a minute. I'm going to share my... Are you on a computer browser?
No, I'm on a telephone.
Oh, see, you're not going to see my screen then.
Sure I am.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. So you got a smartphone. Excuse me, I forgot about that. Your phone is smarter than I am. Anyway... If you go to National Liberty Alliance, this is the site here. This
right.
is how you get to the weekly call and that. But in order to get to this page, which John has put all 12 of these, and the bottom one is number one, and they go up from there. You can see that. This is one. And they really bear to be listened to. And they kind of, and if you listen for 1, 2, 3, it builds, it makes more sense than going 12, 11, 10 like I was doing tonight. I just, the reason I did that is because I wanted to give you the current events of this guy because there's so much stuff going down right now. I didn't want to start at one, but, you know, if you got time, you should do one also. But anyway, how you get here is if you're on one of these other pages, you go to today's issues. See this drop down? Then no. You go.
Oh, no, I come to
see today's issue.
It says weekly call, donate now.
Right, but you see this blue bar under that?
Yeah, menu. Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you go there, you'll see these drop down boxes come down, right?
Right.
And under today's issue, you go down. What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It says Q News - Anon. That's this page with the videos on it. That's how you get there. So.
Okay.
You
know, very good.
I don't care where you are. If you're on the welcome page, which is our front. I don't know why my computer is just, I guess I got too many windows open. But,
that's okay. I got it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So you come here, hit that, it'll bring you right back to the page. Okay. I'm going to stop the share so that I can get back into my... Hang on. Okay. I'm lost here because this thing doesn't... I think we did Loveless. Here we go.
Are you on the Q&A next question? Q&A queue?
It doesn't work. Next one is quality design. Now watch. I'll hit next question. And nothing happens.
Oh. Well, let me hit it.
Go ahead. I don't know who it's going to throw up there.
Hey, Gerard.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Andre Media.
Oh, is that, did you come in as anonymous? No.
No. She's up there as the number one. I'm wondering if you got the wrong, if you're looking at attendees instead of Andromeda.
I don't know. I got all these people up here. I don't see.
There's only five people in the Q&A queue right now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I know I got an early time, but call started.
Okay, so we got you. So yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, no, two questions. Okay. Would you believe, all right, concerning the Quoronto, now, check this out. I have a case where, okay, they refused to file documents, and they asked me for money to reopen the case, right? And then they filed the documents in now. So I gave them the $50. Now, check this out. This is a few months ago. So they filed those documents in. They took the money order. Do you know, as soon as I filed the quo warranto, do you know those crooks turned right around and said, you know, that case was dismissed a couple of years ago, so you need $50 to reopen the case. Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, they want to make money, and that's all they care about. And if, you know, if that's...
But I already gave them what... I already gave them that, and they already reopened it. They already reopened it, and they sent back the Quoronto. How? Trying to get another $50 on me, or just to avoid it. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And
the case was closed unjustly, of course. I reopened it, okay? They filed more documents into it until I sent the Quoronto. Now they're saying, oh, you remember, it was closed already. You need $50 to reopen it. But we just did that.
I'm going to tell you what's going on, Andrew Media. They don't want Let me talk. They don't want to answer your Quoronto. That's what the problem is.
There you go.
You're scaring them with the Quoronto. And I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff here because I want to move through quickly. And that's a good point. And people got to realize, you know, just, we got all these powerful documents, but, they're, you know, if they're going to take them and throw them in the trash can, What good does it do? I don't even want to file papers in their courts anymore. You know, they're not going to last much longer. I'm telling you,
right.
A month or two, they're going to be done. So why even, you know, I got a couple things I want to do, and I'm not going to even do it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Because we're so close. And,
yeah.
And look at the closer we get and the more people mm-hmm. that fall, the easier it's mm-hmm. going to become for us. And I'm telling
yeah,
you, why beat your head against the wall? Look, you've been in this game how long? How many years?
Good, 20 years. Okay.
Yeah, well, guess what? Now's
mm-hmm.
the time for your release. Just be patient and wait
mm-hmm.
Wait another month or two. I'm telling you, you got the knowledge.
Okay.
You know what to do. And when
yeah.
and just you're going to have to spring when the time is right. You know what I mean?
I will.
It's going to be soon. It's going to be very soon. Trust me. Okay?
Yeah, they like playing chess with me. They know I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
all right?
Well, they don't like playing chess with you. Okay? They'd rather play chess with somebody that's ignorant.
Yeah, so now the other one decided to send the Coronto back also, saying, yeah, you know, we transferred that case over to this other court, which was unauthorized, which I already transferred the case back there out of spite to show them something. And they took the transfer. Now they decided, you know, we transferred this back to the other, back to another court without my permission.
They're just so used to pulling papers and using them, and that's where we have that paper about refusal to file, and it's 2 years for the clerk and it's 20 years for the judge. So just remind
right.
them that. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
One more question. Do you think the bank where I have an account will give me any silver dollars?
You're not going to get silver from a bank, but you can get
none.
Sometimes they're in there. Like if you buy boxes of quarters and stuff and dollars, you go through, you might find a wayward silver. But I'm telling you, the sandwich half dollars, the whatever
yeah.
they are, they're going to be
right.
worth a lot of money. They're going to be worth 70 times.
I used to have
like
a
that.
Lot of them. Somebody stole them from me
well,
30
can,
years ago.
You can go get boxes of them and you trade them once.
Where?
At
where,
the bank.
Where can I go get?
Any bank. Listen, they don't like to give them to you because they're trying. Look, they're trying to remove all that. Look, at
yeah.
the hard money retains its value. You can't change
right.
the vending machine. So if it says it's a quarter, it's a quarter. If it says
right.
you know a dollar, it's a dollar. They don't have they like paper money because they can burn it and reprint it, but you can't
right.
do
they'll
that.
Give it, do you think the bank will give it to me though?
Well, why wouldn't they? It's legal tender. They don't like to give
right.
you change unless you're a business. Saying, well, you need all we got a change shortage. Why do we got a change shortage all of a sudden? What happened? Did COVID kill the change? I don't know. You know
yeah.
they make up these stories and everybody just said okay, like a bunch of dummies. Anyway, yes,
well,
you can get them. And according
okay,
to John,
if
you have a commercial account, if you have a business account, they don't
I
give you trouble.
But, I did, but it's closed right now.
You should be able to go to the bank and say, give me a couple rolls of half dollars. And if they say, we don't have any, so, well, here's my name. When you get a bunch of them, give them to me. And I want them.
Yeah.
And I'll trade you paper dollars. They're not very interested in doing that because, look at they're not making any money, and they've probably been told to confiscate all this coins
yeah.
that come in. So I'm sure that's what's
well,
going on.
Well, I would take it out of my bank, my little bank account. You know, I would ask them to give it to me. You know, so my bank account is, you know, just my account. I don't, you know, I don't have cash on me. I would ask them to, you know, give it to me out
oh,
of my
yeah,
account.
Well, it shouldn't matter one way or the other. What's
yeah.
the difference? You know,
yeah.
it's the Apple.
Well,
it's,
in Florida, they have the check cashing store. Well, in Chicago, I lived there for 3 years. They have the currency exchange where you can get things. You know, I was there in Chicago for 3 years. You know, I left
well,
there.
It's
for the,
not really
you know, I can
a
take
currency
the weather.
Exchange is like if you were going to take and use. Canadian to American, that's an exchange. As far
no,
as
no, they do it. They call it
papers.
That because people come there and cash their checks.
Right,
they
right.
Call it,
so
they call
it
that. But in the check cashing store here and in Florida, I've lived in three or four different states, so you know I'm saying I've
right.
been around. You know, so here they have check cashing stores that tend to have. You know, coins too. You know,
well, that's
they'll,
what
they'll,
I would do. I would tell them save the coins for me when you got a box of you know $100 or whatever. I'll come in and trade it. I'll give you $100.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you 110 if you collect them for me.
Oh, you think you're going to give me paper dollars, or what you think you're going to give me?
Well, they don't know. They don't care. John had this guy, and somebody was bringing in silver coins, and he told him, save me every one of them, and I'll give you X many dollars, and he did. Somebody must have robbed their grandmother's, trunk, and he was buying bubble gum and junk food with it.
Well, let me ask you this. One more thing. Do you think, the thing that's coming, is that the time where we won't be able to buy food, or is it another time in medicine?
No, it's all going to hit at once. And if there's going to be food shortages, they're coming with this thing. Whatever it is, however long it lasts, they're saying 10 days. Could be 10 weeks. I have no idea. That's why we've been trying to save up, because we don't
I better try to get medicine.
Food is most important, and clean water.
Yeah, I have a lot. I have life-threatening, I have asthma, and I have other life-threatening thyroid. If I don't have thyroid medicine, I could die within 72 hours.
Well, you better go get a bunch of it.
Okay, I see.
Okay, well, do that.
All right,
Not to come back here until you got all your thyroid medicine. How's that?
Yes, sir. By the way, in the beginning, you say people are like, I like New Utah.
Well, I appreciate that. My wife does but that's another story.
I forgot the last question. I know you got to go.
I do. I got people that are chomping at the bit.
The question is, so you don't think I should file anything else right now?
I think you're wasting your time.
Okay.
I think they're going to play games with you just to play. Look, they know that their days, a lot of them know their days are numbered. So they're going to do even worse. Oh, yeah. It's going to get exponentially more. People are going to wake up, and it's going to be like dominoes falling. So, you're going to go in there and their thing, and they're going to just get worse. They're going to get nasty. They're going to play the blame game. They're all going to be blaming each other. I wouldn't even want to be in that building while this goes down. I really wouldn't want to be anywhere next time.
I understand. If you know you're in trouble, what are you going to do things to mark yourself?
The cover-up is always worse than the crime, isn't it? You know that.
Yes. I've seen it over and over.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I need the rest because it makes me good. I already have a problem with fatigue, and the whole thing makes me tired.
Your day is coming. Just relax for now, okay? And make
phone systems are off. How are we gonna reach y'all?
Come back on. It'll be temporary. Just enjoy your family, and it'll be great that it's not ringing, and enjoy the way it used to be back 150 years ago, 200 years ago.
Yeah, I was born in 1959,
okay, that was like 200 years ago. Me too, I'm 59 too. Okay.
From the rural country in Alabama I was born, no one really had, you had to go somewhere to, like the local post office to get your mail and use the phone.
Right.
Let me go.
Have a good
thanks
night.
A lot.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Now, I don't know. I think I tried to. Loveless, you're unmuted. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but you already took care of me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Let me mute you. Let me remove. I can remove them without kicking them off, right?
No.
Oh, so no.
Go to Q&A queue down in the lower right-hand corner.
Yeah.
You got not attendees, but Q&AQ.
I got the queue. I got Loveless up there.
Well, let me hit next question then, okay?
Okay. There it worked. Now, how come it worked for you?
I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Jerry Aprea.
Yes, Mr. Dan from North Carolina.
Danlin, yes. And let me allow you to understand. For about 6 weeks now, there are certain people gets on here and talks for over 40 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm battling
over
you.
And over, and I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be more respectful. No. I'm going to be more respectful.
No, we're fixing that because it's.
I hope so. Listen, I hope that's heard. I hope that's heard loud and clear because this is for everybody. We experience this as certain people, and I'm not going to get into it. But anyway, now let's move on. For about 10 seconds worth, I want to mention that way, way back in time, a man out of Ohio shared his lab and salt water was absolutely way more explosive and than a gallon of, in other words, a gallon of salt water was way more explosive than a gallon of gasoline. It's hard to believe this because all
the no, it's not. I've studied it, and I understand
yes, sir.
It.
Now,
and there was a guy that was using seawater. Remember that?
Yes.
In his car.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
All right, and then you know a lot about, you know, the other areas of fuel that we've got, inventions and stuff. We've got inventions right now that will run homes all over America with a natural energy. I'm not going in there. I'm just bringing this up for people mm-hmm. to understand because you were so enlightening there as, and I am going to enjoy the replay of what was heard tonight. It is documentary that the and the profound areas of information that you cover. Now, let's move on. Here is one of the reasons why that I am glad I'm speaking on this queue here tonight. And I will try to be very short and brief. For the final stop of the way to end what Mr. Biden and these socialists are involved in trying to absolutely destroy any arisal by the American people that are being taken at the pumps. I don't know whether you know this or not, but at the pumps, it covers every time you see a food product in a grocery store. It covers every time that anyone that has a business that has to use locomotion to get their product somewhere or another. And I can tell you, Mr. Biden and China, those parties, we need to stop what's going on. And I know how to do this better than you can imagine. I hope you'll hear this quickly. We need to put in effect a moratorium on all stock markets involving American companies and stock immediately. No trading on any stock markets, New York, Chicago, Board of Trade, COMEX, NASDAQ. Put in effect, no puts or no calls are to be traded. Now, let me tell you why. Because the powers of the be have got that put into place right now with what happened to the Dow this very day. They are predicated on causing this so that they can steal these stocks from these companies, and that means they will do a put. We can stop them in their tracks that they will not be able to employ a put in the stock market starting in a morning or, say, sometime this week as laws can come into play. And I can tell you because if you understand that there has been about every 50 years, there's been a paradigm shift in the haves and the have-nots. And I can tell you right now, I have about 50 or more advisors all over the world that are very prominent, and they've educated me about the paradigm shift. I guarantee you that you and what you stated tonight, this will go hand in hand as to how we can stop what's going on in this nation to save it until I pray that Mr. Donald Trump, our eminent president of all times, can come into power and be there. And once he's there, then you see the fuel prices starting to straighten out. Then you start seeing this economy straighten out. Back in 2016, and I'm about ready to close with this because I want your comment. My family, including my daughter in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'll just call her first name, Anita. The Trump Organization knows who Dan Sandlin is and my daughter. And we absolutely never been in politics, and we saw a man to come in and cared about all people, whether you are a Democrat or whatever, or, you know, in between. And so regardless, for all people in this economy, and when that man got in there, this man put this company called America back on to the kind of company that America had been and intended by our framers and our Heavenly Father give us. And so you quoted some things tonight that touches on this. Thank you for your unbelievable documentary tonight, and I hope a lot of people, if they didn't get on there, will get this documentary and play it over and over. If you have to carry it to your college professors, you have to carry it to get on the stage at these colleges. They need to hear what took place here tonight.
There's a lot of good stuff going on, Dan.
Yes, sir. And I can. I want to say this. If we could get this input into place, that we'd have a paradigm stock brokerage of volunteers, and that we would do a community project, and only the less fortunate, and I'm not trying to pick on any blacks, but let's just say this. There's, say, a lady in Chicago tonight. She has three or four kids, and those kids don't have no father. That woman is a jewel of a lady trying to defend for her family. Well, I'm telling you right now, we need to pay it forward and put that family into a call for a dividend company that is a, you know, who's who company that will pay dividends. And the George Soros, well, the Bloomingbergs and President Trump and his family that are well off should be paying some funds in to a vault that is secured for paying it forward for people that are on the welfare list and our social services in 3,000, I'm about ready to close here, 3,000 and about 314 or 16 counties in North Carolina, we have 100. I can tell you that the social services can absolutely in every county validate who are the needy, and only those people there would be where that the billionaires that are putting the monies over into this vault can then, it can be shared out to those people and put those families onto some stock that they normally could not afford to supplement their income. Inch by inch, we're training those people that are in need. We're bringing this country back around according to the paradigm shift and bringing this wealth that is being stolen from these people, and
well,
they would never have the opportunity.
Something.
Go ahead.
In this process of turning the money over and fixing the economy and getting and all the cash that they've confiscated from these companies, you know, doing their illegal trading, and if they just take that and disseminate that out to the people, everybody's going to get a leg up. Everybody. If they take that all that ill-gotten wealth that they've been hiding from us and they distribute it out to the people, you're going to see an unbelievable surge immediately. And I think that's part of the plan, Dan. I really do.
I agree, and I will say this. If we'll call in to our party up there and say, look, we want you guys to get busy and finally do what we sent you up there for ad valorem taxes. We want this law put in effect that right now there's a moratorium. You can call these shots and bring up a bill, and you can have it for the emergency care of this nation, and you can stop right now any other milking by creating the Dow to go down so they can, these powers are doing this, they know how to do it, so that they can steal those stocks from those American companies. Instead, the only way that those companies will be able to exist, and I'm telling you, Warren Buffett would probably be moving for this to occur, and just to tell you right up front, and that would be for the monies to go in a vault and automatically, just what you just said, and the needy be called by social services in over those 3,000 counties and say, look, you're eligible and you've got a chance. We may not only purchase $100 or $200 or $300 for your family, but it's going to be interest bearing. That means money starts flowing back into that company. Go ahead, Mr. Cherry.
Listen, they have charged illegal usury interest. Just to give the people back to that, you would eliminate much of the poor people that have paid huge portions of their money that they should have never even paid, that they shouldn't have been paid.
I agree. I agree. And that's where a fair tax, I didn't mention this, but buddy, you hit the nail on the head. Now, listen, I've got to be respectful. It's 10:56. I've covered enough to put this before the minds of this great audience of National Liberty Alliance, and I can sure tell you one for sure, that right at the pumps, I'm going to quote this lady, and you can go for yourself. She's a national economist. Her name is Naomi Prince, and she's going to tell you that if you contact her office out and down in Florida, I believe it is, she will send you out a video that will tell you that the powers that to be that are in the fuel business are predicated to not go any more towards exploration. They've done made a fast killing. I'm about ready to be done here, and because we got other people in the queue. And I can tell you, she did her documentary report. She sent it out to me. I can promise you that she will tell you that gas stations are closing down and that they're going to change these, I'll call them out, Exxon, Chevron, all these big, powerful conglomerate organizations that are being the ones that does exploration. They are shifting away from any more production, and they're going to move to a company that is chosen, and in her report she tells you. And it's to the tune of about 500,000 different locations across America as to a different type of fuel, and I'll leave it at that, and yep. I hope everybody understands that.
Thanks,
this
Dan.
Is something yep. serious.
Okay, thank you. And yes. we're going to go to Augie. You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Augie. We got a few minutes. You're not unmuted. Are you there, Augie? Augie. I don't see why he's not talking.
Mine there. Just dumped him. There he is. He's back in the queue. Yeah, he's open now. Anybody else I knocked out, I'm sorry. Get back in the queue.
Augie, go ahead. I think we were both clicking at the same time. I think we were fighting each other. But anyway, I don't hear him. Maybe we put him to sleep. Well, anybody that was in the queue, it's 11 o'clock, so we're really out of time, unless you got a really quick question that I can hopefully answer. But other than that, we're going to say goodnight, and thank you for showing up. And we'll be back same time next week, hopefully with better news. Everybody have a great day, and keep the country and the president in your prayers. And help your neighbors. We're going to need it. We're going to have to network with our local people, because that's the answer. Keep it local, and we'll be fine. Anyway, have a good day and have a good night, and we'll see you next week on Monday. Thanks. Let's see, where is that recording?